The New England Patriots kick off their preseason tonight at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Our NFL analyst, Mike Reese, joins us to preview the preseason. He covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Good morning.
It's great to be here.
Well, the Patriots, like all of the teams, had to start training later than usual because of the league lockout. How have they been looking so far?
It's looked pretty shaky. Tom Brady, the quarterback, late last week said, you know, we're way behind our normal pace. You look out on the practice field, you see a lot more dropped passes than you'd normally be expecting to see. I think usually the Patriots would be training in the spring and building up momentum leading into training camp, but they didn't have that momentum this year. They sort of have to start from ground zero.
Wow. So how are they dealing with all? Are they practicing more intensely when they're watching all of these balls slip out of their hands and they're missing things? Well, what are they doing?
Well, normally in a situation like this with Bill Belichick as the coach, you'd see them probably practice more, but he can't practice more because as part of the rules of this new collective bargaining agreement, teams can only be on the field for practice 4 hours a day. So what we've seen from the Patriots is one really long practice where they try to cram in what they would normally be doing over two practices in the old rules. So I think it's sort of relative to a college exam. I think all the teams are behind, and that's one of the things I mentioned to Patriots followers. Just because the Patriots aren't at their normal pace, every other team's dealing with the same thing as well.
So they're all cramming.
Exactly.
But they have to be worried about getting hurt, really, in a scenario like that. Are they taking a lot of precautions
against
that? I hope. Well.
Yeah, the coaches are really managing the players. And this is one of the big stories around the NFL through the start of training camps, not just with the Patriots, but with all teams. We're seeing more injuries in terms of torn Achilles, hamstring pulls. Bill Belichick, the Patriots coach, has really played it safe with a lot of his players. The Patriots haven't had any major injuries, but it's certainly a storyline to watch.
Well, as soon as the lockout was lifted, the trading began, the acquisitions, and there were some big moves on the part of the Patriots. What do you think of the new moves here and what kind of team we might see on the field?
Sure. I think the moves are reflective of Bill Belichick's overall approach as a coach. He's never satisfied. He's always going to be trying new things. And the two big acquisitions, one on offense, Chad Ochocinco, and one on defense, Albert Haynesworth, and they're very good players who should help this team in different ways. Ochocinco will become the team's probably top receiver alongside Wes Welker, and he adds a nice contrast to the offense. He's a little bit taller than the other receivers that the team has. And on defense, Albert Haynesworth is one of the most disruptive players in the entire league at 6'6", 335 pounds. And when I say disruptive, not just on the field, off the field as well, which is a part of this story. The Patriots bringing in some players that maybe have some additional baggage here and maybe for some fans makes it harder to root for them because of that.
Hmm. And do you think that will take any attention away from Tom Brady at all? And how's he doing so far this year?
Well, Tom Brady's been doing great. He had surgery on his right foot back in January, and his health is fine. It was interesting, though, because usually when you go to Patriots training camp, Tom Brady's the story. I mean, he's one of the stars of the NFL, but this year he was really a backstory to the addition of Chad Ochocinco and the addition of Albert Haynesworth. And he sort of said, I like this. I like being able to be in the background here and sort of just focus on my job. But I think overall, Tom Brady has looked pretty sharp to me. I think he'll be fine this year.
All right. Mike Reese, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Reese reports on the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com.